Jax Jones, You Don't Know Me, Dermot and Dave on Today FM. Dermot, apparently a couple of people are saying that the flyover that was at U2 on Saturday in Croke Park, the tricolour coming out and smoke back of the planes, that it wasn't the Irish Air Force. Somebody said it was the Italian Fugas, and someone else says it was the French Air Force. Well, I mean, it doesn't really matter, but I'm just, you know, I just thought, surely we could have mustered that much of an Air Force. We could have flown three planes over Croker.
Well, one of them now has a problem. It's in the garage, and the other plane that we lent it.
In fairness, if you were going to pick a weekend to have a flyover with the Bray Air Show, it was probably a smart idea.
This is true.
All the lads were in town.
Loads of planes hanging around. Yeah, yeah.
So maybe that explains it.
And did you get our Ask Me Anything that we did on Friday? Brand new part of the show. We had a stunt pilot in. Very nice guy.
A guy called Kazi Sadoun from the Jordanian Air Force, who was in for the Bray Air Show.
It's up on the website if you missed it, todayfm.com.
It's basically where we take somebody with an interesting job and we literally ask them anything based on the questions you guys send in, which you can always do. Email dermotanddave@todayfm.com. We'll tell you tomorrow who we have on Friday, because it's very exciting actually. But right now we want your questions, not about flying airplanes, but about gardening, because our very own Dermot Gavin is in to say hello to us. Dermot, how are you?
How you doing? I'm saving the world here.
Yeah, you do. You save the world regularly. Yeah, and you keep telling us as well, which is good, just in case we ever forget that you're saving the world.
It's a great time to be in the garden at the moment. We've got a bit of rain and a nice bit of sunshine too.
I would have thought this time of the year was kind of like the Premier League season. It was kind of like just closed season, because spring is the time for growth and then autumn is the time for harvest, and the summer's just like, whatever. No,
it's a fascinating time to do it. I've been using something called MMA gardening.
Oh.
And this is where you basically, instead of pruning with the scissors, or secateurs, you get the plant in a headlock or a chokehold, and you keep it there till it just gives in.
Right. Is that a bit extreme for the entire, like, you're not really just getting rid of one or two branches, you're going to get into the whole, you can chokehold the whole plant out.
The whole garden.
Right, the whole garden. Oh, goodness.
Like, yeah. I'm going to make it into
wasteland.
A TV show where Conor McGregor takes on some kind of a shrub for seven figures.
I think people will pay anything to watch that fella, so yeah.
But I'm delighted of that chance to talk about your gardens and to answer questions about your gardens.
Lots of questions. We go to the phones. Billy Downey is from Tipperary, from Cairn Tipperary. How are you, Billy?
Good. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. I've Dermot Gavin here, if you have any gardening questions for Dermot.
Billy, I'm saving the world here. And what is your gardening question?
Dermot, I have a bird of paradise, and it's called Strelitzia.
Strelitzia?
Yeah, Strelitzia, which I have about 10 to 12 years, and Dermot, I just cannot get it to flower.
Well, the first thing I'd say is I spent a long weekend in Strelitzia, a beautiful town, lovely people. Now, the other thing is, it's a bird of paradise. Why did you get such a fancy flower? What's wrong with a daisy or a daffodil or a piss in the bed?
Well, sure. They'll just go anywhere, like, you know, those.
So you like this? The bird of paradise, it's a very exotic plant. And it does require you to give it a bit more attention than normal flowers. So what I would say is you do have to make bird noises to the plant. Can you chirp like a bird there and just see if you got the right one?
Chirp like a bird?
Yeah.
Go on, Billy.
Now, that's great. Now, that's a European thrush, but we need... We need a Hawaiian thrush.
A Hawaiian one, right?
Yeah, see, that's where the plants come from. So can you try it a bit more Hawaiian?
It's like being at a luau.
That is spot on. Now, if you do that three times a day to that plant, it will flower by the end of the day.
Wow.
Three times a day and the same day, and then it'll be done.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
And what's it look like once it flowers out there? Because Billy won't know, dear Miss. Well, like, what's he looking for? What are the...
The flower comes out of the head.
Right.
And it looks like a golf umbrella.
It does.
It says Titleist across the top. So is that any help for you?
It is, dear Miss. That's brilliant. Yeah, I'll... that now all day long now.
Great stuff. Thanks very much for the question. And remember, I'm saving the world here.
You are.
Cheers, Billy.
Cheers. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Best of luck. Bye. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Billy Downey and Kerr now going off chirping to his bird or his bird of paradise plant. Pat in Wexford, comma North France, says, Dermot, I have wild rabbits coming into my garden. What should I do?
Eat them.
Okay. And Paul in Dublin says, Dermot, just wondering, could I use a bamboo to make a hurl?
I don't see why not. It's not as hard as the ash, but it would be quite bendy. And you may be attacked by a panda.
Okay. If you have any questions for Dermot, you can text them into us at 53102. You can email Dermot and Dave at todayfm.com at any time. And Dermot will be back next week.
I'm saving the world here.
Yes, you are. Thanks, Dermot.
Do you know what I put on my garden recently? A wall of glass.
Did you?
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
I got the idea from this lad.
It's Liam Gallagher on Today FM.